Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're going to be taking a look at ancient Israel. More specifically, the Syrian kingdom.
Okay.
Where we find this fascinating story about a king and a prophet.
Yeah.
And a choice that's going to have some pretty big consequences.
Okay.
And to help us unpack all this, we've got some incredible insights from Dr. John Oswald's lecture on the Book of Kings.
This story is really interesting because it really shows how power and prophecy and the choices that we make all kind of come together.
Yeah.
It might be from ancient times, but there's still a lot we can learn from it today.
Absolutely. And it's amazing to think about how decisions that were made thousands of years ago can still have an impact on us today.
You know? Yeah.
But to really get into this, let's set the scene a little bit.
Okay.
So we've got King Ben-Hadad, who is seriously ill, like deathly ill.
Right.
And he's desperate for a cure. So he sends his most trusted official, Hazael, to consult with the prophet Elisha.
And to show you just how desperate Ben-Hadad is,
yeah,
he sends Hazael with a gift that's just unheard of.
Really?
40 camel loads of the finest goods from Damascus.
Wow.
So it's not like a get well soon present.
Right.
It's this huge display of how much power Elisha really has.
40 camel loads. I mean, that's an image that really sticks with you.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine the logistics of something like that?
It's crazy.
But I guess it really emphasizes how much Ben-Hadad believed in Elisha's connection to God. Right.
Absolutely. Ben-Hadad is acknowledging Elisha's wisdom and power. He's desperate for answers and he believes that Elisha can provide them.
So Hazael arrives with his extravagant gift, and Elisha gives him a prophecy, but it's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
He tells Hazael that Ben-Hadad will recover from his illness,
right,
but that he's also going to die.
It's interesting how Elisha delivers this news, because Dr. Oswald points out that Elisha isn't just a prophet. He's often referred to as a man of God.
Oh, I see.
And this implies like a deeper connection with God.
Right.
It gives his words even more weight.
So it's like there are prophets, and then there's Elisha.
Yeah.
Who's kind of on a whole other level. Have you ever met someone who seems to have that kind of connection, like who just radiates a different kind of wisdom?
It's a powerful concept.
Yeah, it is.
And the story takes an even more interesting turn.
Yeah.
When Elisha starts to weep.
Oh.
He's had a vision of Hazael's future.
Right.
And it's filled with violence and darkness.
So Elisha reveals that Hazael will commit some truly horrific acts.
Yeah.
Including taking the throne by force.
Mm-hmm.
And Hazael's response to all this is...
Right.
Well, it's pretty surprising, right?
It is, yeah.
He doesn't seem shocked or horrified by what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's like, how could a nobody like me achieve such great things?
Exactly.
He's completely overlooking the morality of the situation.
Yeah.
And just focusing on the power he could gain.
And that's what's really revealing about Hazael's character. His ambition, his desire for power.
Yeah.
It's already driving him.
It's like we're seeing the seeds of what he will become right there in that moment.
Yeah.
But this also brings up a really complex theological question, right?
Yeah.
Did God want Hazael to kill Ben-Hadad?
Right.
Or was this like, you know, Hazael's free will?
That's where this story gets really thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Dr. Oswald highlights how the text is ambiguous.
Right.
And how it kind of sparks this debate about free will versus God's foreknowledge.
A question that's been around for centuries.
Exactly, yeah.
So did God orchestrate all of this, knowing that Hazael would choose violence?
Yeah.
Or did Hazael genuinely have the freedom to make his own choices?
To illustrate this point, Dr. Oswald uses this interesting analogy of a sailing ship in the tide.
Right.
Sometimes, like that ship waiting to leave the port. Okay. We need to be patient and wait for God's timing.
Okay.
But we also have the responsibility to make choices that align with our values.
So it's not just about blindly following some predetermined path.
No.
We have agency. But we also need to be smart about when to act and when to wait.
Right.
It's a delicate balance.
Absolutely.
And as we see in this story, it can be pretty disastrous when ambition wins out over everything else.
Yeah.
Driven by that hunger for power, Hazael takes matters into his own hands. He makes the choice to seize that power.
Yeah.
Murdering Ben-Hadad and taking the throne. Just as Elisha predicted.
This is like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is. And that one act sets off a chain reaction that will ultimately have a devastating impact on the future of Israel.
We'll dive into the consequences of Hazael's choice.
Right.
and the ripple effects in the next part of our deep dive.
It's crazy to think about how one decision can have such massive, long-lasting consequences.
Yeah.
Makes you think about the choices we make every day and how they might be shaping the future in ways that we can't even imagine. Right.
It's a big question.
But before we get into all that, let's just pause for a second.
Okay.
And consider this. Have you ever felt that pull, that temptation to seize an opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it meant, you know, maybe bending the rules a little.
Right.
Maybe even if it meant hurting someone else.
That's a tough one.
It is. It is.
It connects this ancient story to our own lives.
Yeah.
It challenges us to examine our own ambitions and choices.
It really does.
And it forces us to ask ourselves, are we being driven by a desire for power like Hazael?
Right.
Or are we striving to use our influence for good?
Sure. It's a question worth asking for sure.
It is.
Yeah. It really is a chilling thought to think that even our small choices can have such big consequences.
It does. And this story really brings to light another one of Dr. Oswald's key points.
Okay.
The consequences of disobedience.
Right.
He explains that the kingdom of Israel had been kind of straying from God's commands.
Okay.
And Elisha's prophecies, you know, including the one about Hazael, they served as warnings.
Oh, interesting.
About the coming judgment.
So it's not just about Hazael's ambition.
Right.
It's tied to this bigger idea of a nation kind of turning away from God.
Exactly. It's like all these individual choices are woven together with the fate of the whole nation.
And Dr. Oswald makes it clear that Hazael's rise to power wasn't necessarily what God wanted.
Right. It was more like a consequence of the choices made by both Israel and Hazael.
It's amazing how this story shows how everything's connected.
Yeah.
One person's actions can have these ripple effects that they might not even see coming.
It reminds us that we're not just isolated individuals.
Right.
Our choices impact not just ourselves, but also everyone around us.
And as we see in the story, those ripples can be pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Hazael becomes this tyrannical king waging war against Israel, just like Elisha said he would.
It really is like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is, but it makes you wonder
if
Hazael hadn't made that choice, would things have turned out differently?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to know for sure.
Right.
But it really shows how much our choices matter.
Me too.
And if we look at the bigger picture, it raises all these questions about leadership, responsibility, the impact our decisions have on others.
And it goes beyond just leaders, right?
How do we?
We all have influence in our own lives, in our families, at work, in our communities.
Right. We might not be making decisions that affect whole nations.
Yeah.
But the principle's still the same.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears for a minute.
Okay.
What can we actually learn from all this ancient drama?
Right.
Besides the obvious don't murder your way to the top lesson, what are some like practical takeaways for us today?
Well, I think one key takeaway is the importance of character.
Okay.
Hazael was ambitious, no doubt, but he didn't have integrity.
Right.
He was willing to achieve his goals through violence and deceit. Yeah. And that ultimately corrupted him.
Right.
And led to a lot of suffering.
It's like he was so focused on what he wanted that he totally ignored how he got it.
Exactly.
He wanted power, but he didn't care who he hurt along the way.
And that's a trap that we can easily fall into.
Right.
Even today.
Yeah.
It's easy to get so caught up in achieving our goals, whether it's success or recognition, or even just getting through the day, that we lose sight of our values.
It's like that saying, the ends don't justify the means.
Exactly.
We might get what we want.
Yeah.
But if we compromise our integrity along the way, is it really worth it?
That's a good question.
It is.
And this story really challenges us to think about our motivations.
Right.
Are we acting with integrity?
Yeah.
Are our actions aligned with our values?
Mm-hmm.
Are we using our influence for good?
It's easy to forget those big questions sometimes.
It is. It's easy to get swept up in everyday life.
Right.
But this story reminds us that even small choices can have big impacts.
Yeah. And it's never too late to change course.
So how do we do that?
Yeah.
How do we make sure we're not becoming the next Hazael?
Right.
How do we stay grounded in our values
and
not compromise our integrity?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to talk about in part three of our deep dive.
All right. So stay tuned.
We'll explore some practical ways to apply these lessons to our lives today.
All right. So we've seen how Hazael went wrong. He made some pretty terrible choices.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we avoid becoming like him? Like, where do we even start with that?
That's a question a lot of people ask, I think.
Right.
It can be pretty overwhelming to think about all the consequences of our choices, especially when we're facing those really tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Oswald offers some good advice here.
Okay, I'm listening. What does he say?
Well, one of the main things he talks about is the importance of getting advice from people who are wiser than us.
Right.
We see this throughout the Bible, not just in this story. Even powerful kings and leaders knew they needed guidance.
It's like they say, two heads are better than one, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about finding someone who agrees with us.
Yeah.
It's about surrounding ourselves with people who are honest and trustworthy.
Right.
People who will challenge us to think carefully about what we're doing.
So finding people who will kind of hold us accountable.
Yeah.
People who will ask those tough questions and maybe push us a little.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, if Ben-Hadad hadn't sent Hazael to Elisha,
right.
If he'd just made his own decision, maybe things would have been different.
Maybe he wouldn't have trusted Hazael so easily.
Right.
Maybe he would have asked for more opinions.
It's a good reminder that even the most powerful people need advice.
Yeah.
No one knows everything. Mm. And sometimes we got to be humble enough to admit we need help.
And that humility, that willingness to learn,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what can help us make better choices.
It really can. And there's something else Dr. Oswald mentions that's interesting. He talks about waiting for God's timing.
Oh, right. The sailing ship analogy.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to be patient and wait for the right time.
Exactly. But what does that actually look like in our lives?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do we know when to act and when to wait?
How do we know what God wants us to do? Especially with all the distractions and everything going on.
Yeah. There's no easy answer to that.
Right.
No magic formula.
Yeah.
But I think Dr. Oswald's analogy is a good guide.
Okay.
It's about paying attention, using our judgment,
mm-hmm.
and looking for God's guidance in every situation.
So not just sitting around waiting for a sign.
No.
But really being involved, asking for wisdom.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where God's leading us.
It's about being connected to God's will.
Right.
Recognizing opportunities when they come, and having the courage to act when it's time.
Sounds like a tough balance to strike.
It is.
Action and patience, wisdom and judgment.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Especially when we're facing those tough decisions.
It's true. But I think that's where faith comes in.
God.
Trusting that God is still working in us, even when we don't have all the answers, even when we make mistakes.
So it's not about being perfect or always getting it right.
Nope.
It's about being open to learning,
mm-hmm.
trusting the process,
yeah.
and relying on God's guidance, even when things are messy.
Absolutely. And remember, God can use our mistakes to teach us.
Yeah.
Even when we mess up, it's not the end of the story.
That's encouraging.
The story of Hazael, it shows how important our choices are.
Right.
But it also shows how God can redeem even those bad choices.
That's a good point. It's never too late to turn things around.
Exactly. And that might be the most important message of this whole story.
It's a message of hope.
Yeah.
Even when we make mistakes, even when we stray from our values,
God's grace is always there.
Offering forgiveness.
And guidance.
And a chance to grow.
So to wrap this up, what can we take away from all this?
Yeah. What should our listeners be thinking about?
Well, are we working on becoming better people? Are we making choices that match up with what we believe in? Are we looking for advice and open to different perspectives?
Right.
Are we being patient and thoughtful, asking for God's guidance? And are we trusting God's grace, knowing we're not perfect and don't have it all figured out?
Those are some great questions to think about.
They are.
And this deep dive has really given us a lot to consider.
It has.
We've seen how dangerous ambition can be,
mm-hmm.
and how important it is to make good choices.
Choices that lead to a better life.
Not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us.
It's not just about kings and prophets.
Right.
Our everyday choices matter, too.
They shape who we are.
And they affect the world.
So we'll leave you with that.
Yeah.
Think about how this story connects to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Absolutely.
And until next time, keep seeking wisdom, keep growing, and keep making those choices that matter.